You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Yo, you know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, sort of. This at night, dog. Got the whole gang in the motherfucking building today, dog. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Yep.
Got my man Mark Money holding it down.
Man, you know I'm in this bitch.
Got my man Low there, special guest appearance. You know what I'm
always
saying? For sure. Got my man Casper off camera and shit, dog.
Yeah.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Motherfucking Red Zone, dog. It's the first show of the motherfucking year,
yeah,
man.
Wait. Yeah.
My man Vincent checking in.
What's up, Vince?
Right. This should still feel weird.
I just talked to Vince.
Call him by his real name and shit, dog. Who else checking in? Yogi Lee checking in. What up, dog? Damn, we got a house full everywhere, dog. Hey, it's the new year, man. What's been going on with y'all niggas, man? Shit, Lodar, we didn't see you in a minute, dog. So what's been popping with you, dog?
I just came out the cave.
Just came out the cave?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
What was going on in the cave?
You know, pretty much nothing.
Pretty much nothing?
And no. Guess what? That's what's a good that? Thing.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
You survived another year, right?
Stress-free.
Yeah. For sure. Is it really stress-free, though?
No, not really. I don't even want you to take it literally.
Yeah. Right. No, okay. For sure, dog. Angry Man, what's been going on with you, dog?
Not a goddamn thing.
Not a damn thing?
See?
Sinus is kicking your ass, boy.
I feel it. Yeah, I feel it. Yeah.
Right. Think of mustache all wet and shit. Yeah, right.
That's that deep voice, yeah.
No, for sure. Deshaun checking in. What up, though? My money, dog. What's good with you, dog? You over there rolling still or we smoking?
Well, we smoke right now. We about to get the roll. It ain't the Wake and Bake Show, but we gonna be fucking baked.
No, for sure. It's Wake and Bake somewhere though. I think in Japan it's still morning time.
Yeah.
I think Warren Monkey don't stop no show. But you talking to him?
What's been going on with you?
Oh, your boy, shit, too much of shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I keep it low to the flow, staying out the way. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, no doubt.
Shit, nah, man. Like I said, I've been working, bro. I ain't got nothing coming up. Maybe going to New Orleans in March, but I'll kick it with you after that. You
okay, for sure.
In a minute.
What it smell like, though?
I need his tissue. I need his tissue.
Nah. Casper, you ain't got no mic, though, but shit, it's good to see you anyway.
Yeah, is that the friendly goat cap?
Oh, shout out though to our beer sponsor today, though. Casper, not the LeBlacks. Yeah. LeBlacks. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, dog. What y'all do for New Year, though? Anything special?
No.
No, everybody's chilling.
I had a little shindig with the in-laws.
Yeah. Was y'all niggas shooting and shit?
I wanted to. I
stayed out the streets.
See, yeah, you know, it is. It's too motherfucking special.
I ain't had my vest on, and I hurried up and got out the stoves.
Duh. Stoves was going crazy, though.
Man, they started at 11:30.
Damn, I'm surprised it was even that late. Usually it's early.
No, they started early, but then they kept going all night. 12.
Yeah.
To like 2:30.
That shit crazy. I mean, I guess when we was young, we used to do that shit too, though. That shit retarded now, though.
Yes. Like,
I think it's retarded,
though. Can't waste no bullets.
No, but what's exciting, though, obviously, is the Michigan game, though, yesterday. Shit.
So, man.
We going to the national championship. I ain't gonna talk about the Lions, how they got.
No. We ain't gonna talk. Bring that up. Don't
leave that shit in last year.
You know, the referees got fired after that.
Yeah, see, they got demoted.
Yeah.
So I did hear, too, though, I don't know how true this is, that the commissioner does have the option to overturn the loss and shit.
They did it yet.
I don't want them to, though. I don't want to win on that.
I think Jerry Jones had something.
Fuck you mean? We won already.
Yeah, but I don't want them to adjust that shit off the strength of that, though. That's just weak. They should have called that shit right the first time.
The second time, just kick that shit.
Yeah,
that's what I said. But
because we keeping that shit gangster.
No, that ain't gangster.
Keeping that shit street.
But, dog, y'all can't get mad at this motherfucker. He's making ballsy calls all fucking season. So y'all can't get mad at him when he said, fucking go for it. Because he been going for it on fourth and shit. Like, what is he doing? Like, oh, yeah, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. No, I agree.
And
I
would, you know, he used, and Dan Campbell used to play for Dallas. Yeah. Remember that?
She used to play for us too. Shit.
Yeah, yeah. That was. He used to play for, what you mean?
He played for the Lions. He played for the Lions in the 2016 for the season. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The same coach.
Yeah, yeah. So that, this shit meant a lot to him.
Oh, wait. Oh, no wonder he turned red. Well,
they say a win is a win. Shit. I don't want no win on technicality.
And that they told her, they said that with Philly lose it, they did lose. Mm-hmm. So they pushed us up.
Yeah. What shit? Why we talking about this shit? What y'all think that that Minnesota game gonna be like though?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
They ain't looking good.
I don't know. They drug Texas, bro.
Yes.
They drug Texas.
Nigga, what we talking about?
Oh, they said Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. Dude.
What you gonna do? Just watch it.
He talking about
a spider right there. He just looking at it like a spider.
Kill that motherfucker then. No, I'm talking about Minnesota. I'm talking about the Lions playing in Minnesota. Oh, yeah. You talking about Washington? Yeah.
No.
Washington look good, though.
Yeah, Washington look good.
What you gonna do? I don't know. Kill that motherfucker though, before it go up your nostrils.
Well, I gotta kill it. I ain't did shit.
You, I mean, I'm not close enough, though.
You got four eyes.
Well, fuck, I don't know. You just spend a whole hour looking at that motherfucker. I don't know. It's up to you.
And then going right back up.
Right. Anyway, dog.
You
said what?
He saw we was filming the show in love.
I didn't hear you say.
I said he saw us filming the show and he left.
Thank you, dog. Just a little volume, dog, for 2024, nigga. Just, remember how hype you was last week?
We gotta get that motherfucker mad. Man,
we gotta get you turned up again, dog, because you was talking regular last time, dog.
We ain't gonna start the year off like that, all
right? That's what I'm saying. Exactly. I agree, dog.
Okay.
I fucking agree, dog. Jeff checking in. What up, though, Jeff? Talk about white chocolate in the basement.
Who's talking about white chocolate in the basement?
Talk about Jeff. That's what Jeff just called himself, I guess. They can't see Casper, so I ain't talking about him and shit. Well, I guess they know he white now and shit, because I said that, right? What was I about to say? Oh, so this New Year's, though, I actually went to a concert and shit, though. I went to go see Charlie Wilson and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he a little bougie, bitch. Yeah. A little bougie bad bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Had a complimentary dinner and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
he had a
shrimp and motherfucker.
That boy had a sweet.
Motherfucking prime rib and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she was straight, though.
Well, that show hard.
Yeah, for sure. And I ain't gonna hold you up, dog. I wasn't never a Tank fan and shit, but like, Tank can actually sing.
He entertained, bro.
He entertained like a motherfucker, though.
A lot of these motherfuckers, like my nigga Jaheim, man, that nigga standing in the middle of the stage, nigga don't move. Yeah. Don't even rock.
Where the fuck you see Jaheim at?
Here, nigga.
Really?
It was before he looked like he started doing crack.
Oh, yeah.
He was right.
Jaheim
doing crack.
Wait a minute.
He looked like something going on. Mm-hmm. Shit. It definitely looked like something going on.
Thank you. How much it cost you?
Down there, it was a couple dollars. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. We're gonna leave that shit in 2023 too.
All right.
Hey, I just know this. I ain't probably going back.
No,
I ain't going back. It was cool, you know what I'm saying, for New Year's little situation. Mm-hmm. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to my cousin.
Did you get the receipts?
I needed to.
File up on your taxes.
Yeah, definitely put something on layaway with that. So shout out to my cousin. That was. Still celebrating her birthday, so that's why we all was out there. So shout out to her, shout out to Gigi, dog. Shit, what else been going on, dog? Before we get into some shit for
real, ain't shit, dog. Like after the New Year, shit, niggas ain't doing too much shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
I mean, I know he gonna say he ain't got shit to do. So let's roll into this fucking.
He ain't got no name.
You talking to Angry Man?
He know who I'm talking to.
Man, he know who he talking to.
He know who I'm talking to.
Man. Maybe I'm. Too
I didn't say low down.
Oh, right. But you say he.
Hey, all right. One more thing though, before we get into the shit. I watched this shit on Hulu called the goddamn, what's the name of that shit? The Creator, dog. Y'all seen that shit?
I was starting to watch it. That's with my man from ATL.
The nigga from Denzel's son. Yeah. Is with Denzel's son. Dog.
Oh.
That shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit wild, dog. Check that shit out, man. It's about artificial intelligence and shit. Dog, shit good as hell though, for sure. Check that shit out, Hulu, dog. All right, let's get to it, dog. So this is the thing. Everybody ain't got, Casper, you ain't got no headphones, dog. I want to play this video right quick. So you just gonna have to pretend like you can hear it. So yeah, I want to play this video. This is where I got today's topic from, dog. We want to know, single ladies out there, dog, do y'all need to lower y'all standards, dog? This girl video, though, is bananas, bro. Like, I can't believe that she was saying this shit in this video, though. We about to run it real quick, though. We go step to the side.
There's a list of jobs that men should not do, especially grown-ass men, okay? For one, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Matter of fact, any fast food restaurant, if you think that you're a grown-ass man working in a fast food restaurant is okay, something is wrong with you, all right? Leave those jobs to the teenagers. My nephew can't even get a job right now because there's some grown-ass men in his goddamn 40s flipping my goddamn burger, okay? Let it go. Leave it alone. That job is not for you. Anything in retail, okay? I don't want to see no grown-ass man handing me a dress, okay? Why are you a grown-ass man working at Ross? That makes absolutely no sense, okay? Target, Marshalls, like, guys, give it up. Leave these jobs to the kids. Leave these jobs to the teenagers. These are jobs you get in high school, in college. But once you're a grown-ass man, you do not need to be working in any fast food restaurant or any retail restaurant. And for you high-value men that think that it's high-value to work for the city, let me tell you something. You're absolutely wrong, all right? No police officers, no firefighters, no construction workers, no mailmen, no post office. If you consider that a high-value man, you're absolutely wrong, okay? There's nothing high-value about making $70,000 a year. You men that think working for the city is high value, it's actually not, okay? It's pathetic. It's sad, all right? I don't want my husband coming home smelling like trash. Yes, we do need people to take the trash out, but don't come to me thinking that that's a high value job. Absolutely not, okay? You guys need to go get some real careers, okay? Become an entrepreneur or something, all right? Own a Lamborghini or something. Like, you guys thinking that this, you driving around here in a fucking Toyota and thinking that you're a high value man because you work for the fucking post office. You're absolutely wrong. Stop it, all right? You're low value, all right? And if you want a high value woman like me, you need to switch your career path.
This bitch ain't leave nobody else no job. What kind of advice she gonna say? No. She gonna name all the jobs and don't say be an entrepreneur.
Can she spell it? Can she spell it?
Well, and what's wrong with Toyota, bitch? Yeah. I had a Toyota, ran me for 3 years.
My nigga dead ass and raised this bitch, man. Hey, so look. That's what made me come up with this topic, bro. So I'm just thinking, like, I know this is just social media, right? I know a lot of this shit is just trying to go viral, trying to get clicks. But there's some women who really think like this, dog. So, and there's a lot of fucking single women out here. So I'm just wondering,
why
do they need to lower their fucking standards?
Why is they single?
Because maybe they need to lower their standards. Oh, no. Hey, man, what you think, dog? First of all, if you want to comment on the video, you can comment on the video too, but we'll get to that shit.
I think the video was a piece of bullshit. She just wanted her 15 minutes of fame, so she ain't got to go to work.
That's all that shit was.
So my thing is this here. Do women... Now, if you coming from somebody like that, because she's in a totally different bracket. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She... No. No. Because like Monk said, damn, this real, now where the fuck I'm going to work at? You just said, I can't work here. I can't work there. I can't work here. I can't work there. I can't do this.
Can't work for the city.
Man, God,
can't work for the city. Good job. I thought, hey, I don't know. I could be wrong.
I thought you was doing all right.
Hell yeah,
I think postal jobs are pretty cool, too.
Government jobs. Shit. Got government pension and shit.
Like, most women nowadays, and I thought that most of that woman was gone.
Yeah.
But now, like you said, I'm pretty sure there's some out there, but most women nowadays just want a nigga to have a job.
No, for sure. You know what I mean? And I know when you're talking about value, I mean, obviously they putting a dollar amount to the shit, but like, so if you got this high value nigga that you think is high value and shouldn't be kicking your ass, like, do that trade off? Like, it's okay?
It's probably do.
Because you got a Lamborghini?
No, one thing, you just want to be kept. That's all it is. Your ass don't want to go to work.
Shit, that garbage nigga can keep your ass.
I wonder why she mad about a nigga with a Toyota, because I had a good Toyota.
No, you still mad about that?
Nah, that's what it sounds
like. My nigga daddy said the bitch killed all the jobs in Detroit.
So what
she
want to
every job. Michelle, my man Kelly checking in, what up, though? No, that shit crazy. Don Dada checking in, whatever, though. He said she's smoking and will forever be single or gold digging. One of the two.
Because she just don't want to work. That's why.
Yeah, no, that's for sure.
The more you make, the less time she got to spend on the motherfucking job.
That's true.
Or the pole.
That's what it
is.
That's
on the pole.
That's what it comes down to.
Pretty much.
Why don't you just keep it real and just say, no, I'm not working. I want somebody to take care of me. That's basically what the fuck you saying.
But them niggas can do that. poker right, jobs.
That's all I'm saying. Niggas can do that.
The niggas can do that. Yeah. I've known plenty of niggas that old ladies don't work because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, work at the
poker office. Shit. Yeah.
Somebody got to take care of the children.
What the fuck?
I think for sure that this is just some viral shit. I don't think she really think that. But it's some women out here. I'm sure it is. I'm sure on that it is. Shit, though.
Because and how she look.
Because you got to think about this.
Oh, yeah, here. You can see that shit.
No, yeah. You got to think about this here. Half of those jobs she names, if your punk ass was working, y'all would be doing just fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all would be doing just fucking fine.
No, you right.
You know what I'm saying? But what it is, you don't want to bring shit to the table.
See, her eyelashes and her weave, dude. What she look like without all that bullshit? Yeah. That's why she needs somebody with a Lamborghini. Yeah. That's every day.
Yeah. So she keep that shit up now?
There you go. You ever seen that shit? You ever seen the Lamborghini?
I'm over here shaking this shit, man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I get it.
Nigga got a real choke in this bitch. Goddamn.
I get
choke
it.
Choke them like a motherfucker, though. Yeah. Hey, but what you think though? Do they need to lower their standards and shit though? Aside from this, even though we think it's probably just some viral shit.
I think that, I don't know. I would like to hear from an average woman before I make that assumption.
All right, so we got a female opinion. All right, we gonna switch out with
average woman.
Yeah, we gonna switch out with low down and shit. It's a woman's opinion. I just want to kind of see what she gonna say about that shit, dog.
Come on,
sweetie. What up, dog? I forgot what's your stage name?
KD.
KD. What up, dog?
What up,
though?
I have
arrived.
Y'all can start the party.
For sure. Oh, the party
already
started.
Happy New Year.
We already in here, dog. My nigga Day Day say, shit, now these hoes think they like that now. I don't know, man. I think a lot of that shit is just motherfuckers for sure. I can't believe that the average woman think like that shit. I wish that you was here early so you could hear the video.
Oh, I was listening.
Oh, he's listening? All right, so tell me what you think about that shit.
First of all, who is old girl? Let me just start there.
Right. And, oh, this Katie, y'all. I forgot.
Hey, y'all. Katie.
Y'all know her from the morning show.
What's poppin'? Yeah. I'm back. And for better. Sure. Anyway, I always had a problem with this high value comment from, oh boy, what's his name?
The nigga that died.
Yes, him. I had an issue with it then. Never understood where it came from, what it meant, why, or none of that. Baby girl, I don't know. She kind of unrealistic. Like,
a whole lot of unrealistic.
I feel like if a guy is willing to go to work at all, because you got some that's sitting on the couch,
that's my bad,
twiddling their thumbs. You know what I mean? Like, for the sure. pandemic, the PPP, all that got a lot of niggas lazy. You know? No, I'm serious.
Nah, for sure.
Outside of the fact that they was already on the couch. Yeah. You know what I mean? No drive, no nothing. I get the whole entrepreneurship thing, but my thing is, if you got a guy that's willing to get up, go to work, whether he flipping burgers or whatever,
right.
respect that.
Now,
to what level or what degree you gonna deal with him on, that's something totally different.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't say go marry the nigga or whatever, or he might have big dreams. He might be the owner of the establishment at one point.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Nah, so, I ain't knocking nobody for what they willing to do, because it's a whole lot that's not.
I hear you. That shit just wild, though. I can't believe that a woman, like, really. So, you don't think like that, I guess.
I don't.
Yeah.
And I actually was one of those people who always had guys taking care of me, this, that, never messed with the person at the bottom of the totem pole. And then I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I don't want to be that person no more. I want to build something with somebody. I don't mind starting from the bottom with somebody. And I did that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got married and all of that. Like, went through the struggle and all of that. You know what I mean? So it's just about, for me, it's about the person.
Yeah.
You know, if I see you putting in your effort, I'll ride it out to the end. Like they say, trust the process. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm in it for the process. If I see that you're willing.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
But they said these damn fries keep the lights on.
No, for real. Like,
shout out to my dog.
Hey, it's serious, but it's not that serious.
I want to give a shout out to my dog because this nigga been running McDonald's since the 20s, nigga. Like, for real. Like, so this nigga really saying, like, the fries keep the lights on, nigga.
For sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. He even used to run the little murder Mac over here. I'm glad my nigga survived and shit.
Yeah, big up to you, bro.
Yeah, a lot of niggas died over here.
You a brave nigga.
You brave nigga for that shit, for sure.
Yeah, my thing is, shit, all the jobs she named, she talking about leaving for the kids and the teenagers.
Uh-huh.
Who gonna work with the motherfuckers doing school out?
Where?
No,
exactly.
You can't go to Target between 8:30 and 3 p.m. is what the fuck you telling me? We leaving all this.
Exactly, dog. For real.
I can't go get no motherfucking fries because all the kids in school.
But then the flip side to the kids working there, they don't have good customer service skills. Mm-hmm. They don't have you know what I mean, what they need to even work those kind of jobs for real. Because right now, if you pull up, you're going to get an attitude at the window.
Oh, no, no doubt.
And then my thing with her, she talking about flipping her burgers. Why are you at McDonald's, Miss High Value Woman?
Damn, I hadn't even thought about that.
No, shit. I'm serious. Like, she talking about burgers and fries. What are you eating at, Miss High Value? That's my thing. You know, let's be real now. Let's keep it real. And then the fact that you saying, like, a lot of women are single because of their standards are high. I mean,
I think that they say because they got a mama like her.
It's some facts.
Probably so.
But she got a teenage son. Would she let him work at one of them jobs?
See, it's
said leave it for the kids, but then he's going to be a hypocrite when he get older and tell him he can't do it.
Okay, I'm just going to wait till my turn because I ain't going into it.
No, yeah, what was you about to say?
But it's those motherfucking baby wave, cum lashes, the white toenail bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
the white toenail
bitches. It's the white toenail bitches. And,
you know them big snuffle up against ass eyelashes. You know them shits.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. These motherfuckers, bro, walking around here thinking they shit don't stink, thinking they above thou and all that shit. Bitch, you not, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you bitches is regular. Like, without that motherfucker, like what Lowell said, without that motherfucker weaving that motherfucking shit you got on, bitch.
I'm a boy.
Yeah. It's like you swinging in the tree with Tarzan, little monkey bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be killing me, though. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know what I mean? Like, and women with their standards, bro, like, I understand women with some of the standards they do have. They, you know what I mean? Like, they got to have some, you know what I'm saying?
They got fucked over.
Yeah. You got to have some kind of standards. So I can understand with them having some standards. Right. Because a lot of these motherfuckers out here is grimy as a fuck. You understand me?
For sure. Yeah.
And then she stuck with this grimy motherfucker, you know what I mean? And she in a circle that she can't get out of because she's stuck now with this grimy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
What's wrong with a Toyota?
And that's what...
This nigga still mad about the Toyota. You had a dog ass Toyota. That nigga love that shit.
I don't understand the fact that what give her the credentials to even make that statement.
That nigga some credentials.
Yeah, like what have you done?
Damn. Credentials?
Yeah. Like, what have you done?
That's some high value language right there.
Yeah. You just might be in her category.
Shit, fuck her.
Right, you might be in her category.
All she can do.
Shout out to Sierra checking us out on Facebook. Said angry man, funny as fuck. Damn, I guess she can hear that.
We're gonna start it off right. Thank you, now. We're gonna start it off.
For sure. Thanks for checking us out. Steph checking in. What up, though?
What up, though?
Yeah, shit. I ain't never had a Toyota, but I heard them bitches run forever.
Yeah, I had.
I mean, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. But like, but it's women like that, though. Honestly, that, you know, make it bad for, and I don't want to use the term, but I guess the average woman who doesn't think like that. But even if you are, let's say you are a quote unquote, a high value woman, like a, you know, somebody who's in a power position or has been independent for so long. I know that it can be tough probably dating in certain situations. But then I think for that, you just got to change the circle you in. Like you can't. It's gonna be niggas out here who for the streets, just like it's gonna be women out here that's for the streets.
For sure.
Quit fucking with the niggas that's for the streets and blaming everybody else.
Yeah.
Yes. and it's honestly what you let your pussy attract.
For sure.
If your pussy track bum niggas, man, just try to get you one that's an upstandard bum nigga.
Upstanding.
Yeah.
Get out the drive through.
Try to get you up because you have no choice because that's what your shit attract. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, perfect example though. It's some shit on Hulu. That shit called I can't remember the name of the shit. But anyway, she's a lawyer, like at a top firm, like she a partner and shit. But like for whatever reason, she say, "I love fucking with criminals, nigga." So she one of those women who at a standard, but she keep fucking with the wrong dudes because she said she just love fucking with criminals. There's some women that's stuck in that circle.
Pen pal freaks.
Yeah,
or maybe they paying her. I mean, they need her.
Well, yeah, that part too, though. Yeah.
Hey.
So let me ask you that though, because I think that's the thing. So I'm gonna ask you, Katie, since you're the only woman down here, I think that is something that women go through. Some women love to be in situations where they're needed. You know what I'm saying? Like where they need a dude to depend on. What is that about?
But, fuck them good.
Well, that would be a woman that looks for validation in people, places, and things. Yeah. You know what I mean? It is a lot of women out here just to say that she got somebody that's dependent on her. Exactly. Or, yeah, that's
where you think
with
shit
her.
Like that come from?
your upbringing, the lack of something.
Like, I want to meet the parents that raised this little motherfucker.
No, for real.
That's talking that
more than likely the parents.
Right. More likely. She probably came up with nothing. Yeah. So now she feel like everything that come her way.
Or she maybe came up with everything.
She could have came from a good home.
It could be either or.
Average home and just didn't get whatever she wanted when she wanted it. Yeah. You know, like you said, her circle probably could have been different growing up. She could have grew up with, you know, the Cosby kids money down the street,
yeah,
or Will Smith money kids across the street, and here your parents living average. You know what I'm saying? And you got your mom at home and your dad, excuse me, work one of those jobs that you were talking about.
Right.
That could be why you despise the shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go back and say it
again. You know what that sound like, money? Sound like therapy, dude.
No,
for a nigga therapy. Who ain't interested in therapy,
you
show us how you
therapize. I'm just telling it how it is. So like I said, a lot of those jobs she named, I don't want no fucking kid running the goddamn joint. I need an adult in this bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I need some responsibility in this motherfucker.
Yeah, my nigga that ain't saying Bad Girls Club raised that bitch.
Had to.
So Vince is saying that was social media that got us, got people fucked up. No, what's So how much is that to blame on social media, though? Because it, like, these attitudes were there before. Like, these women was thinking like this before fucking Instagram.
You blame yourself because you ain't got to turn the shit on.
True, right? Yeah. That's a whole other thing, though.
That part.
Yeah.
Don't read that shit.
like you got something to say.
That nigga said that part.
Slow down what you said, bro.
Hey, I say they need to eat the cake. Anime.
You know that. That's another show.
But what's funny about these conversations that these women, you know, have often about like the job the dude got, how much money he got, like nobody's talking about like the actual value of a person though. Like, is he not kicking your ass? Like, is he taking care of the kids? Mm-hmm. Is he cheating on you? Like, are any of those things even important?
That's
like,
what she's supposed to do.
That's what she's supposed to do.
Shit. I just had a thought in my head. That bitch never could talk to Rochelle.
Hell no.
Oh, man, everybody has pain. Rochelle would have whooped her motherfucking ass.
No, you stupid.
And see, look, I mean, but that's a prime example. Julius had good jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wasn't high end, he was just a hard worker.
Yeah.
He wasn't Heathcliff Huxtable out this bitch. Put it like that.
Nah,
but he still provided the same, not probably in the same tax bracket, but he still provided the same shit.
Yeah, no, for sure.
He provided the same shit for his kids that he did. You know, they always have what the fuck they needed. They damn sure wasn't going to go without no food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they kids wasn't going to get out of line. The discipline may have been different here.
No, for sure.
Yeah, Rochelle will knock the fuck out of you.
No, you already know that.
then, you know, the Huxtables going to lecture your ass to death.
Yeah. It was some good-ass parenting moments on that shit, for real.
Name on the marquee.
Right.
And that's why I want to meet the parents on these motherfuckers, because... These white toenail bitches is going crazy, bro.
What's like, with the white toenails?
I don't know. They always got white toenails, bro. They always got white toenails and them goddamn snuffleupagus fucking eyelashes, bro.
Ski slope eyelashes.
And then that little baby wave going up the side of their fucking forehead. They always got
the baby
that
wave.
The baby wave. The baby hair wave. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
they
sure.
always got that shit, bro.
Some weird shit, though.
It's some weird shit.
She had that too.
It'd be all disconnected, look like a whole eyelash.
Yeah.
The shit be looking
Nah, for real. Right, they're getting on the headlights too. That shit.
Just imagine grabbing their head and shit. That shit harder than a motherfucker. Like,
whole head hard.
Slow down.
No soft hair.
Duh. I'm sorry. But again, like you see shit like that, and you start kind of getting discouraged and shit. And then that's when, you know, I don't want to make that excuse, but that's when niggas start talking, you know, in a derogatory manner about women, because you keep getting these instances and shit, right?
It pisses us off,
right?
But
it should piss y'all off too, though. Like, y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we as parents, we can't have motherfucking Nicki Minaj and motherfucking Sexy Red raising our kids, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's not gonna work.
Especially not Sexy Red.
And all these other futures and all these motherfuckers raising our kids, we can't have that shit, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean,
we everything boiled down for everything
boiled down to the crib, bro. Everything come from the crib. That bitch got some fucked up parenting down the line because she had to. to even have that even thought that go through her head. They're like, bitch, this was some good job. You were 86. You were 86.
Apparently a good ass car too.
And a good ass Toyota. He keep talking about this shit, bro.
Toyota going crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you 86, some good job. Like, bitch, what a nigga supposed to do? Be an entrepreneur. Everybody ain't got the entrepreneur bug. You know
and
what I'm saying?
Just because an entrepreneur don't mean he making money.
This is true. He could be losing more than he losing.
Most of the time, he is probably. Until he come up for him.
And tell my own though. What she said? What kind of car she said?
A Lamborghini.
Man, I can't even get in a Lamborghini. I don't want to fucking. I wouldn't drive that car just because I gotta fall in that bitch. I won't get that bitch just because I gotta fall into that bitch. I will not get a fucking.
And first of all, owning shit like that depreciates. That ain't shit. Yeah, owning a car ain't shit. Now, you need to own some land or some buildings or some shit. Something that you can really make some money off of. You can't make. Cause it ain't like you do ride sharing in that motherfucking Lamborghini, so that bitch can't make no money.
And Toyota paid.
A lot of these motherfuckers are materialistic, bro.
Hey, fuck all that. What color was the Toyota low down?
Blue. Okay. Sunroof back with the gas.
Oh shit,
What happened to it?
Right, what happened to it?
Some high value
woman ran your shit over.
Sold
that motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, Tamika Hart checking in. She said, absolutely, she's in agreement, dog.
Like, a lot of these motherfuckers are crazy, though, dog. They got these expectations that they want the nigga to reach, and they can't even reach them expectations. Like, bitch, like dumb it down for yourself, stupid.
Right, for yourself,
you
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, dumb it down for your stuff. If you can't do all this shit that you want a nigga to do, what the fuck you making niggas gonna do that shit for you, bro?
Right on time. So that's what Stephanie just said. Shout out to Steph checking in. She said, there's nothing wrong with men or women having standards. The key is to not ask for anything in a person that you don't possess, that you don't possess or provide for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Work on yourself first and shit.
That's for sure.
That's real.
Because a lot of these bitches out here don't even know they self shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's why they gay and sticking together. You don't need no nigga. Tell her that.
Talk about tell her that.
Yeah.
Let me text her and tell her, nigga.
Tell her, call her from the
Toyota.
Maybe y'all, it's between y'all two, y'all might get the Lamborghini.
I definitely can't do shit with that motherfucker.
Yeah, look, you ain't got that bitch.
You had to cut the top off that bitch.
Yeah, I had
to ride that bitch like a power wheel.
Yeah,
it would definitely be a waste of time for me to get one.
Because you're not going to go fast enough. That's the thing right there.
Hell no, so that shit's stupid as hell anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bitches got to be, like, realistic with themselves because they not. They're like, they not. A lot of them are not, bro. Like, you got all these standards you want to be. And that's why you got a rose.
Yeah.
That's why you keep a rose next to you because you got to get that motherfucker off. You ain't got no regular dick in your life. And that's a problem, too.
That's a problem, too. And I think, again, I don't want to skip over the fact that, like, people got to have standards. Because, like,
definitely got to have standards.
But they got to be realistic. Realness, like you said, it's got to be comparable to what you know, to what you're doing. Yeah, for sure. And I know that it's probably, I think it's safe to say this. I mean, you can comment on this if you want to, KD. But I think it's safe to say that most women dream of being a kept woman and shit. They want somebody to take care of them. It's kind of like the knight in shining armor type of thing. So I think at some point, all of y'all desire that. And then, like, you know, sometimes you have to look at the reality of the world.
Absolutely. My thing is, the way the world is today, it's nothing wrong with everybody contributing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Of course, yes, ideally, I want to be able to pay one little bill and keep it moving, but I'm a team player. Like, whatever's required to get it done, we're going to get it done. You know what I mean? With or without you, it's going to get done, but
for sure.
Having a partner and a mate that's rocking with you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but if he be like, baby, this month I got it, don't even take your money and go do it. We want that, of course, but don't set your standards so high to where you just find yourself single.
Since we own this, I'm gonna ask you right quick.
Okay.
We haven't talked to you since the whole shit with the first date thing. So you seen that list, right?
About the places
where women said you shouldn't take them on the first date. You seen that shit?
Vaguely, I don't know.
I don't really tap in.
I don't expose myself to a lot of this mess.
I feel you. So are there any places that you don't expect to be taken on a first date? A first date, like getting to know somebody.
Just
to give you an example. I think obviously the Cheesecake Factory was one of the ones that was on there. Cheesecake Factory, one that I thought was I thought made sense was a coffee date, right? So this is a chance to like meet talk. In the daytime,
yeah,
to talk, and we can go somewhere well lit that you ain't got to think I'm gonna steal you and shit because like we don't know each other. And I thought that made sense, but that made the list of places that they didn't want to go on the first date.
I mean, I like coffee, so I'll take a coffee date anytime. Right. Cheesecake Factory, I've never been. Take me, I want to go. You know what I mean? My thing is, I don't go into it expecting a certain thing. Be yourself.
Right.
You know, if we pull up at McDonald's, though, I'm going to be like, okay, is this a prank? Is it a joke? Or that might just be your sense of humor or your way. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it might be a punchline to it. Right. You know what I mean? I ain't mad. I just probably won't go out with you.
We can't go to McDonald's.
I ain't mad. I'm just saying, though, you know, whatever. It might be the light in the mood. He might not know where to take me.
Right. You know what I mean? I got to get something for my kid before.
But be yourself, though. You know, don't try to take me to Ruth Chris if that ain't what you used to. You know what I mean? Don't. Please, because I'm going to know once we get there.
If you do get taken to a place that you didn't necessarily want to go, how do you react to that? Like, what do you do with that?
I mean, me, again, I can only speak for myself. I make the best of it. Now, whether I decide to go out on a second date with you or something like that, then, you know, that'll be something to think about.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make the best of whatever moment. I ain't going to try to be like, oh, girl, text me so I can leave or nothing like that. You know, I'm going to just let it roll on out, let it play out, and keep it moving.
Have y'all ever been in that situation where y'all was on a date and wanted to call somebody to bail y'all out because y'all wanted to leave and shit?
Hell yeah.
You know what? What was your shit like?
What you say?
What you mean? What I
said? Yeah, what was that shit like?
Like, I don't know. Like, I probably a little cutthroat. You know what I'm saying? So, so I'd be like, I got to go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I say this joke, I think my mama calling me. I got to go. You know what I'm saying? Just go. I'm gone.
I ain't gonna
leave a bitch. You know what I'm saying? She we roll together, then I drop her off.
Can we all say that?
Now, first date, I'm not riding with you. I'm sorry. I'll meet you there. So that way I can leave if I need to.
Smart way to move.
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
Smart way to move.
Even if I ain't feeling it once I get there, I ain't gonna lie. I'm just gonna be like, no, this was nice. I appreciate you. Yeah. But, you know.
I don't think this is working out.
What about you, motherfucker?
You going past me?
Yeah,
about 45 minutes into it, I couldn't take
it.
It wasn't worth it. So what I did was I'm just gonna spill the beans because I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. I was young. So when what I did was I just went to the other phone in the house, and I had Kodak call my phone, and I was like, "Oh, same shit, Michael's on. Like, where you at, man? How you get a flat tire again?" All right,
dog.
I said I got company. Let me drop her off real quick, and I'm gonna come get you. Where you at? Damn, are you all the way on the other side? So I gotta leave now because it's getting late. All right.
Dog, hell no.
Nah. Why you got a lot?
Because you wanna be rude.
I want to hurt her feelings.
I mean,
you don't want to be rude. Like you say, thank you for having us. That's our way of saying thank you, have a nice day. You know,
right.
Fuck with you no more. I never forget, bro. This chick had the biggest boobies I ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying? I took the bra off. Man, them motherfuckers was musty.
Hit the flow. Oh, I'm about to hit the flow.
No, them motherfuckers was stink, bro. Like, oh.
This was the first day.
Gotta go.
O'Reilly.
Gotta go.
Hell no.
Up under the areola.
I gotta get the fuck. I ain't make nothing up.
Just left.
I'll be back.
I ain't say that.
No, but niggas probably heard my story before.
So we
ain't gonna
get into
all that.
Please tell your story.
I told it before.
You have the best stories.
But since we're telling the story again, dog, it's not one of my most proudest moments or whatever. But
you don't have many of those.
It was a young lady I had met at what's the name of that shit? Centaur, I think that shit downtown by Hockey Town, Fox and all that shit, right? So anyway, I had met her at the bar and shit, and then like the next day. Cause she worked there. So the next day I'm like, you know, I'll pull up and we go get something to eat and shit. So I pull up to come get her. Like, I picked her up from work and shit, right? Go to somewhere in Mexican Village. I can't remember what place. But we sitting there and shit. We getting ready to order. We start having a conversation and shit. At that moment, I just realized, like, straight. I don't want to fuck with this. Wow. So I can't remember what it was. It was the conversation and shit. Just, I wasn't feeling it, though. So I politely, you know, asked her, hey, you know where the restaurant at? Dipped. Why I feel bold about it, because this was back in the day when it wasn't no Ubers and nothing, so like, I don't really know.
Oh, she ride with you?
I picked her up from work.
Oh, damn.
And you never talked to her again? She wasn't calling you, blowing you up?
Damn, no wonder.
Maybe she wanted to get rid of me too. Maybe the feeling was mutual. I helped
her.
She never called.
I mean, she probably did. I don't really recall.
No, like,
it's been so long ago.
What threw you off?
Oh, yeah. After I left, like, then, yeah. It was like the next day type shit.
What threw you off?
I don't know. Something about the conversation or something.
But you picked her up.
Yeah.
Right.
Y'all went down to Xochimilco's.
Right. And probably so.
Did you have a conversation with her before that?
Yeah, you sat down.
At the bar the previous night. Small conversation, yeah.
My mama used to always tell me, you can meet a person at the bar, but what happens when the sun come up?
Yeah,
that might be, might be his last 20. That might be his only outfit. He might be riding his homeboy car.
We hadn't even ordered yet. So this was early. This was at the beginning. Yeah. Like, we had the menus. We was looking at the menus. I was trying to figure out what I wanted. And then during the conversation, I just realized.
And that nigga passed up tacos. You know that motherfucker won't fuck.
Was it the way she looked? It was just the content of her conversation.
It couldn't have been the way she looked, because, like, I went through this whole process of going to get her and all that shit. So
she ain't looked the same when the sun came.
I mean, it was something deeper than that, though.
How long was this?
How long ago?
That happened.
Oh, shit, years ago.
And she don't see you right now on this one?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. If she seen me, I wouldn't even know who she was. So it's been that long ago. I
don't think she forgot about you.
I'm sure I'm sure she has, though. And if she happened to be on here, I apologize.
Oh, no. Don't be sorry.
You dirtbag.
But I'm pretty sure she called some nigga and he came up there and saved her. And they ate and shit. And he went home and bent her over the couch. I'm sure it happened. I'm sure it happened. It had to, because if it had to, she'd have been blowing my shit up after that, though. Like, she'd have been more mad, I think. So something, I'm sure she's fine. Probably a high-value woman at this point.
She said when you picked him up
she wanted to go to Mexico, not Mexican Village.
Did you have a spirit at the time you picked
him? I sure did.
Yeah.
You know what?
I picked up in the spirit.
It was the spirit. That's what it was.
I picked up in the Dodge spirit.
That's all right. Was it a Toyota?
It was a Dodge spirit, dog. Got plenty of action in that Dodge Spirit, dog.
See, why not?
Speaking of Dodge Spirit, dog, real quick, I got another little small story, dog. All these years, I think I told her at this point, but it was a point when I went to homecoming and shit, when I was going to King and shit. And shout out to my man Day Day, because he's on here looking right now. He was driving somebody's minivan and shit and backed into my sister's Dodge Spirit and shit, dog. But I never told her. So then she ended up going to work the next day and thought somebody at her job hit her and shit. So I'm sorry. I lied all the time. Yes. 30 years ago. I'm sorry. My nigga hit your shit.
Hey, you really feel guilty just start spilling the beans on the shit.
He was convicted.
It wasn't nobody hit your job.
Why the door open?
It's the top of the year. Clean slate.
My man's back into his shit. I'm sorry. Hey, see my man Daddy, see, I remember that shit, dog. Yeah. Straight back to the wash, like, oh shit, cuz.
Wow.
I pulled him over back to the crib, like, la 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 la. Damn, she listening.
No way.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's all good. I'm a bit of a slime ball. I got some other stories too. We'll say that for some other time. But yeah, anyway, back to these high value women. What time is it?
High value dirtbag.
That nigga said he did the same shit to his mom. That's fucked up, though.
Wow.
To his mom. Terrible.
Yeah. No, yo, wow.
I did.
So you ain't never got left on? Like, nobody left you on a date?
No.
No, you ain't never left nobody on a date?
I didn't do it.
You did that shit? How you do it? How your girl call you or something?
I called check a cab.
Damn.
Check a cab. I was out of there.
Yeah, not the checker cab. Yes.
9637,000. I was on.
Damn.
Yeah, I was on. Come on. If you want to, I was out of there. My mom said, keep a 20 on you at all times, just in case you got to get out of there.
For sure. Wild-ass stories,
though. Can you imagine how that nigga must have felt, man?
When I got in the checker cab?
You would rather get in the car with a stranger than the motherfucker that brought you down here.
Well, he took me to his apartment.
He must have felt like shit.
Mm. Oh, he was trying to do something.
Yeah, and my thing was, this ain't that.
So he came and got you?
Yes.
So you knew where he was going?
Not initially.
Wait a minute.
The plan changed. No. I'm going to tell you. He wanted to take me out. That was the plan, to take me out. Somewhere along the way, he decided he needed to dip back to the crib.
Oh.
And now it's like, oh, we can just go to the stove.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
No. Joke's on you, buddy.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't
ever never doing that.
Sure. He wasn't ever going nowhere. That
never
doing
never that. Yeah, that's right. What you get for plotting. Now, joke's on you. Plot twist. Here we go. Right. Let's go.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Out of here.
Oh, man, Daddy, say he left. What did he say? Hold on, I left before the bill because I overheard her talking to another nigga on the phone.
Oh.
let him pay for that shit. Wow.
Y'all be on that time.
Thanks.
I think we all on a date.
Yeah, that's kind of rude.
That's rude.
That's rude. That's rude
as fuck. Yeah,
but that's a broad that just don't give up. Yeah,
that's rude as shit.
Though. I mean, it's got to be improved on both sides, though. Like, it's obviously niggas up here who need to, you know, step their game up. And it's some women who need to
step their game
either step their game up or lower their standards. Yeah, you got to be one or the other. Cause like even if you want like this dude who making all this money, whatever, that's fine, right? You want to be taken care of. And even if you not matching his level financially, like at some point though, you got to at least be worth. You got to be worth something though.
Bring
you
know something.
You got to bring something. And I hate using that term. I hate bringing something.
You got to though. God damn! Like what the fuck you want me to do? Don't put all this shit on my back. All this pressure on my back.
Yeah. It's just an overused term.
It is.
So I try to get away from it, but for lack of a better term, just have something that you bring it to the table if you asking for all this shit. Like
don't be thinking it's that little pussy.
Right. Happy Valentine's Day. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Same pussy.
Right. No different position. Like what the fuck?
It's only
I've been doing the same shit for 5 years, bitch.
Not even a different position.
Not even a different position.
It ain't nothing but a hole. How many holes I got to dig? It's all the same.
I think a low down in the background talking crazy.
Yeah, you need a mic. Come on, slide on in.
Nah, funny as hell. Hey, we got about 8 minutes left, dog. We gonna actually get out here on time and shit for a change. Cause I gotta go to Southfield. Shout out to the gang at podcasting, man, doing a podcast tonight. 9 PM. So make sure you tune in there as well. We'll be going live later on. damn, I don't even know what I wanna say now. You ever seen those you ever seen the videos? I think this should be fake though, like the gold digger shit, where like nigga be trying to talk to the girl.
Yeah.
She don't give him no plan. Then he go get in his car and shit. Then she be all on his dick and shit. I think a lot of that shit be staged.
It is,
but I think that should be happening too, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I think that should be happening.
Oh, for all day. Sure.
Now, what do you do with that though? I feel like I'm gonna go ahead and I think I'm gonna go ahead and knock it out. Shit, you know what I'm saying? And then let her go. I'm not trying to teach nobody no fucking lesson.
What y'all look like? Shit, you gonna teach your lesson? You about to teach yourself a lesson.
Right.
That's how them motherfuckers go crazy.
I'm not trying to get you to understand what you did wrong. You know what I'm saying?
You
didn't want to talk to me, but now you want to talk to me because I got this truck? That's crazy. I'm like, shit.
What's
kind of nice truck, huh? Slide on here. Right. Shit, fuck all that. I'm going to knock that shit down.
All up on.
Right, exactly. I'm knocking that shit down. Hey, man, you said you ain't doing that shit?
Hell no.
Nah.
Fuck it. Keep it moving.
I mean, I think for the female,
yeah.
It could be, you know, a setup too. Because, no, I'm saying that because that might not even be his car. Like, you know, you see it. You see a nigga valet pull up the car, pull up the valet. You come out the restaurant. He come out the restaurant. He try to holler before you leave out the restaurant. You turn him down. He pull up. They pull up the Lamborghini.
Yeah.
But it ain't his. It is. He could be just babysitting the car. You know, the car sitting. And now you looking crazy.
Right?
I'm just saying, you looking crazy at that point.
What was that shit?
That material. That shit. I mean.
Yeah,
it come and go.
Materialistic,
it
bro.
Come and go though.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah,
they want you. They want. They want. They don't want to know you getting to the bag. They want to see right off rip that you got the bag. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
Yeah, I think that is a social media thing, though. For probably. Sure. I mean, it added fuel.
That's for sure.
The gold diggers always.
For sure.
Yeah, they always just around. Yeah, for sure.
There's this picture painted.
A bitch will walk past you in a minute with the nigga with the chain on. You know what I'm saying? That nigga with the big Bart Simpson chain on in the corner. She don't walk past you, and it ain't his.
It ain't his.
Right.
If he my nigga,
I'm playing that role.
Yeah.
Go ahead, wear the chain. Drive the car, nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So let me ask y'all a question. I just want to know.
You got 5 minutes, nigga.
Real quick. So you got the Jessica Rabbit body, the Coke bottle body, mm-hmm. with the this and the that, whether she got the lashes and the bundles or not. And then you got the straight up and down, no nothing, just average, regular looking girl, mm-hmm. who got a good head on her shoulders, great job, doing well. Down, I mean, like, not with the big BBL and all the, you know what I mean?
She got decent ass.
Like, I mean,
she got decent ass.
She's a decent person, right, with a decent head on her shoulders, with a decent career and all those things.
Not even versus, a decent ass. Like, not just flat.
I ain't gonna go that extreme, but
I mean, at the end of the day, we still are like dudes. We are visual people.
Right, so I get that.
Gotta give you something.
Okay, the average size. The average size.
Okay, I
need
that. You know, I ain't coming shit with titties and a big stomach and shit. That's all I'm
just saying. About. So how do y'all see one versus the other?
I mean, at this age, it's different now. Like, I gotta have a little ass or something, though. Like, you gotta have a little something.
Why?
Like,
what's up, the girl with the ass might be crazy as all get out.
I mean, it's gotta be a little ass like that there. It's a preference. Okay.
So you want the crazy girl with the ass versus the sane girl?
Why she
with
can't
the
be sane with a little ass?
I'm just saying.
I didn't say a big ass BBL ass. I said a little ass.
I'm just
little
saying.
Little titties and shit.
Okay.
You know, damn, give me something. Like, she got a good head on her shoulders. I love her. Like, but she look like a fucking ragamuffin. Like, no.
Well, when you bending over,
where are we placing our value? Like, what are we?
Snoop from The Wire.
I don't think that's the time to place some value.
No, I'm just saying.
I think that is hell. I'm taking crazy. Like, they more fun.
The crazy
I'll
girls.
Leave that kind of fun. Yeah, you know,
I'm just saying. When you think about settling down and having a life with someone and raising your children,
yeah, she gotta
not with sexy that, red, no. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
she got to have something that physically attracts you.
It had to have been.
I mean, I ain't saying she looked but ugly. I'm just saying.
That's kind of how you saying it, though.
She said average, bro.
I'm saying average looking, you know what I mean?
And average can have a little ass. Why? Because I asked about a little ass, it make her not average. He's like, so you want the bitch to be crazy? I said, no, I just want a little ass. Like, goddamn.
Okay, do this. Scale of 1 to 10, what number are you talking about?
As like, far as the looks?
As far as the whole
like an overall shit?
Yeah, scale of 1 to 10.
Like an overall 7.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I can take that.
Fuck with 7s all day.
Okay.
I can take that.
Yeah, fuck with 7s all
okay,
day.
Okay, 5.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Shit. I ain't shit.
So
four and a half shit. So okay. I'm cool.
Just saying.
I'm leveling up.
You might want to go a little lower than that.
I'm just saying.
You might want to go a little lower than that.
I don't know.
Shots fired. So we talking about women that I'm actually pursuing, not women that I've had experiences with. If you say with the women I've had experience with, yeah, then possibly there's some lower. Well, hey, whatever.
What's the standard when it comes to the guys? What's the standard when it comes to the guys? Since that's what we talk about, standards. What's the standard for the guys? Since the women got all these high standards, this, that, and the third.
No, we simply here. All we
please
need,
tell me.
All we need is for you to have a little ambition.
Okay.
Children.
Some business and friends of your own.
Okay.
Shit that you can occupy yourself with. And
clean out.
Are you gonna
exactly.
Will you take the girl that work at McDonald's?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Shit, there's a lot of women who manage McDonald's.
Yeah,
she might be hitting the fries.
That's I'm just saying.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be my first
I just be wanting to hear from the guys what's the standard. So y'all don't really have
I'm the guy.
Dudes have relatively low standards. For real. We really do though. In comparison. Like dudes really have
like for wife, for like for your wife.
And just like
or just somebody you kicking it.
No, even for your wife. Like, okay. You have somewhat low, and when I say low standards, I just mean there's not as many boxes to check.
Okay.
Like y'all got 15 boxes, we got 3. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say y'all.
I agree with that.
A lot of them, though.
Females, in general.
Because you got to think like...
All we want y'all to do is take care of them children, because I don't like
it. They said it can be a one if she got a fat ass. Hey, I've seen that.
But
it's
some guys
that.
Like
true.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It all
feel
the same in the dark.
Do want to be winding and all this that and other, and he said he find something else. Will this nigga?
Oh, yeah, let me shut up, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said,
oh, what you say?
Make sure they do.
All the angry about to come out in a minute.
No. I ain't talking about
these cheering. He's trying to say drunken master in the back, dog.
Y'all done struck a nerve.
Who ain't talking about me?
Talk about your ass.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Hey, man, what you say, bro?
No, I was saying that most women on the first day do like to be, you know, five-star or four-star. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because 9 times out of 10, like you said, dude, got lower standards. We'll take that McDonald's trip, you know, and just go sit down somewhere and talk.
Yeah.
Kick it, because you know I already said movies shouldn't be on that list in the first goddamn place.
Yeah, you can't talk.
My thing is the very first one should be somewhere where y'all can go and sit down and talk.
Yeah, I mean,
because I always say it, start this motherfucker how you want to finish it.
Yeah, that's why we ain't going to Ruth Chris.
That's what I'm saying.
Can you maintain that?
I don't want to be careful what you're asking for, ladies.
I don't eat like that.
No, you'll get that.
I like somebody cut my shit.
A couple years down the line.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, then I know where this relationship is going.
Them bitches only come on birthdays and Valentine's Day. I don't even fuck what y'all talking about. I'm not.
Of course you saying you a fucking chef.
Yeah, because I'd rather cook that shit myself.
Exactly. So, of course you say that.
I mean, look, I ain't saying it like I'm saying that that's still gonna come down the line until I really find out who I'm fucking with.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? See if you can handle the average life. You know what I mean? See if you can handle me working for the city.
This nigga, man, this nigga, they say a zero. And she say she fucking off.
Oh my god,
that's how many standards you got.
No, this nigga got a zero, man.
I ain't no parking meter in for the city. Hell.
That nigga said zero.
It's time for us to get out of here, dog.
I work for the phone, dog.
Dog ain't got no microphone here. Don't stop talking. We just trying to get up out of here, dog. We'll go around the block real quick, dog. Don't forget that.
They zero ain't even on the scale.
Zero even on the scale, dog. Check out all the replays, dog. eblockradio.com. We'll go around the block one last time before we get out of here for sure. Angry Man, dog. What you want to leave the people with before we get out of here, dog?
Well, my thing is this. Everybody's going to have their own set of standards.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be careful what standards you willing to deal with.
Sure.
Now, what I mean by that is, if you know this motherfucker is like a girl, then you still keep trying to go at it. Don't come around me crying with the motherfucking headaches, talking about you getting on your nerves, your ass always broke. Nigga, you knew that. You know what I mean? Sometimes the old saying, stay in your lane, really means stay in your motherfucking lane.
Nah, for sure.
Like, you can look good all you want to.
That don't mean I gotta fuck with you. Right.
You know what I mean? Because, like I said, even though I'm easy like Sunday morning, that don't mean she is.
Right.
Now, if you willing to deal with easy like Sunday morning, I am your man.
Come on, Lionel.
Lowdown, what you say, though? What you want to leave the people with, though? How's your time to talk?
When everybody asks you to look at the weather, keep your hand on your wallet.
What? What?
I don't know. I hear you, dog.
When somebody asks you about the weather, keep your hand on your wallet.
There you go. Katie, what you want to leave the people with, dog?
Set realistic standards. Mm-hmm. You know, be able to meet those standards for yourself before you look for it in a mate. And, you know, love who love you. Like, sometimes it's just about getting somebody that's going to treat you right.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? And do the right thing by you and have your best interest at heart. And at that point, you can get anything. You can make all the money in the world.
No doubt. Yeah. Casper, you want to say something, though? Or you all?
I just want to ask Lowdown what the weather going to be like. I got my hand on my
wallet. Get your hand out of his pocket.
Hell no.
What
money, though?
What
you say, bro?
Man, I'm with KD, man. Y'all standards are too high. It's even too high for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you motherfuckers don't even know yourself. Because you couldn't know yourself making those statements. You know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't know who you are.
Right.
To even make those statements. You know how many motherfuckers that motherfucker, I ain't gonna want to go to diet and did all this shit for us to even live like the fuck way we do.
Right.
And bitch, you want to get on the point on this motherfucker talking about some, I can't work at The post office?
Hey, you mad about the post office? You
yes, mad about Toyota? Hey, I know some people retired from the post office.
Yeah, okay.
Living good.
Real time. So you know what I mean? Like straight up, you women don't know, like, y'all don't know, some of y'all don't know struggle, and some of y'all get a little change and then y'all try to stay out the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But by doing that, loyal standards. I ain't telling you the loyal standards, but I'm saying, like, be realistic mm-hmm. with yourself, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of you motherfuckers by yourself, and it's for a reason, bro. Like, it ain't nobody else, bro. It's your attitude. Mm-hmm. It's whatever you fucking say to this man to piss him off to get him to fuck on. You know right. what I'm saying? Or just walk out the fucking restaurant on the bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like your words are strength, bro. Like, you. When you say words, bro, they mean a lot. When shit come out your mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
They can hurt feelings. They can uplift the person. They can do all kinds of shit, bro. So, you know, be careful about your words, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want all that, and that shit come with that nigga dot in your motherfucking eye.
That's right. Why 90% niggas in jail.
That shit come in there with dot in your eye. Yeah, trying to please a bitch. And that's real shit. You know, a lot of niggas in jail just trying to appease a bitch that he try to make a facade like he got it, and now he had to go get it. Right. He had to go get it.
Plus, you gotta remember, very few women lose in divorce.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hell yeah. Ooh, that shit too. Right. That part.
Don't be riding in the Lamborghini with a black eye.
That's what I'm saying. Well, what about
the that cheery?
Ain't
cute.
Y'all didn't say
June,
I know.
What? Anyway,
Orlando. Happy New Year.
Orlando, we about to get out of here, dog. I think the reality of it is like everybody just needs to kind of check themselves and see where they at before you start depending on other people to do other shit. Like at some point you got to be doing at least some of the shit that you asking to be done for you. Like that's the only way I look at it. Dog. I start looking at some actual value in the shit as opposed to.
As leaving them at that bar, what you think
they have? Hey, my nigga, you just want the microphone up?
No.
We just trying to close out, though. That's all good. We just trying to close out.
I'm just a nobody.
That's it. I'm just trying to hit the end button so we get the fuck out of here.
I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell everybody.
Yeah, we out here, man. Check out the replays, eblockradio.com, dog. We'll check y'all next time, man. Peace out, y'all.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the #1 sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.